Agnes Fury says it began a little while ago with a famous French movie maker.
Jan Erthos, Bertrand, he did a documentary called Home about the planet. And then he did a documentary called Human on what it is to be human.
That film featuring 2,000 human stories from all over the world, including Fury's story.
Two women from France connected with somebody in Canada and enlisted her to try and recruit a human interest story that they could do to be part of the Human Project. And they found me.
The producers also found Pat Tuthill of Tallahassee. Both she and Fury have experienced the murder of an adult child. Both women then went on to forgive the killers, in Fury's case, a man named Leonard Scovins, and forged positive relationships with them as they served their prison sentences for the crime.
They made arrangements to come over here, and they interviewed me, and they interviewed Pat Tuthill and a couple of other people. And then they got permission and they went in the prison and they interviewed Leonard. And they became converts to restorative justice.
The essence of which is that forgiveness and reconciliation between victim and perpetrator is critical to the healing of the victim. In the movie Human, Scovins' interview made it to the final cut, but Tuthill and Fury wound up on the cutting room floor. But their interviews did appear in the book version of Human, which got its 2015 premiere at the United Nations in New York City. Shortly thereafter, Fury says the two French women who'd worked on the movie, Chloe Henry Babad and Isabelle Varian de la Morière, told Fury they wanted to produce a film focused on restorative justice and came to Tallahassee to film it.
They had me walking around like Ella. And then they went in the prison and they interviewed Leonard again. They observed two support groups of inmates in the prisons, circles with the inmates peer facilitating each other.
Another important restorative justice component in which the offenders come to terms with what they've done and accept responsibility for their actions. Fury says she's delighted with the resulting movie entitled Another Justice.
And it is a beautiful production. And we're going to show it at Mickey Faust on February 11th. And I'm going to try and put together some kind of a panel to have a discussion after the video.
Besides Fury, that panel will include Tina Pate, former chair of the Florida Commission on Offender Review, and Cindy Bigby, who does nonviolent communications training. The screening of Another Justice starts at 6:30 Saturday evening at the Mickey Faust Playhouse in Tallahassee's Railroad Square. Oh, and the event is also a celebration of Agnes Fury's 80th birthday. For WFSU News, I'm Tom Flanagan.